FM 90.3 WJTL with Toby Mack and John Cooper of Skillet. That's tonight. It's now 11:30. Next week, we're going to be giving away a book that is just ideal for Father's Day reading material. It's called Be Like Dad, and it's authored by Brian Sanders. He joins us on the line right now. Thanks for being with us today, Brian.
Thank you, sir. It is my high honor to be here.
Well, I'm very glad that you were able to take time out of your day to be with us. What was your dad's first name?
Dad was in the Air Force for 20 years, had a tremendous influence on my life, just like all of our fathers do. Let me say that. So I wrote this book. Let me just say this. In order to honor him, we lost Dad in August 2018 to cancer. From the day he was diagnosed until he passed away, it was 7 weeks. And my wife and I, we were never able to have kids. And I needed a way to pass on his stories. I needed a way to pass on what he taught me. And so we have Be Like Dad.
Yeah. Well, I find the flow of this book to be very interesting because as I read excerpts, it feels like you're saying, this is what I learned from Dad. And I think this is something that might inspire you too. There are 50 stories and life lessons in here. What would be maybe one or two life lessons in this book that really stand out for you that you'd like to highlight?
Okay, first of all, let me say this. When you read the book as a believer, what you're going to see is that God wastes nothing. Going fishing with my dad, going to the market with Dad, going golfing with Dad. Some of these stories are like 40 years old. I can look back now, and each of these stories that I've told, there's a life lesson in them. And I can see now two things. Dad had a purpose, and God had a purpose. And God was using Dad to instill in me the things I would need to be a believer, to be a husband, to be a friend, just to be a decent person. So what I would encourage those who are, you know, looking to the book, read it from this perspective, that God doesn't waste anything. That even if you had a tough childhood, there are stories there, there are lessons there that God has put into your life.
Yes, you mentioned in the book that you had many conversations with your dad about Jesus. What kind of impact did he have on your spiritual development?
Authenticity. Dad didn't like fake. Dad didn't like what I call plastic Christians, people who were one way in like public and then a different way that was in private. Mm-hmm. Dad wanted authenticity, even if that meant that you weren't at your best. At least be authentic. Don't be fake. So for me, that's a huge lesson because God wants an honest heart. He wants somebody to be honest. And even in your brokenness, I mean, just be honest. Just be real. I think that the second big thing that Dad taught me spiritually is don't be manipulated. And there's a story in the book that's actually about that and how there was a evangelist who was trying to manipulate me. And I went to Dad and I laid out the whole story. And Dad was able to give me great guidance on that. So one would be to be an authentic person, that even when you follow Jesus, be real. Be authentic, and then don't be manipulated.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned some of the activities that you used to do with your dad. Did you pick up any of his interests or hobbies now that you're grown up?
Oh, yeah. I love to golf. He loved to golf. I don't golf as much as I'd like. I love to fish, and I still fish some. Dad was a master fisherman. And there's all these stories out of that. Dad liked to hunt. I'm not a big hunter. I don't like getting up at like 5 a.m. to go and get to sit in the cold in a deer stand. That's not me. His fingerprints are all over my life.
Yeah. Well, instantly in this book, I felt a connection with you, Brian, because you mentioned your father passed away in 2018. My father passed away earlier this year in March, and he was influential.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, very influential in my life, too. Blessed me in a lot of ways. And one memory I have of him is he took me to a Phillies baseball game for an afternoon game. He took off work to take me there. And you know what? I remember that as a great day. Can you recall from your childhood a memory of time spent with Dad in which you would say, you know what, that was a great day?
Dad came down about 3 days before our wedding, and I think the very next day he and I went out and played golf, just me and him, nobody mm-hmm. else. That was a great day. Mm-hmm. Got to have great conversations, and I don't want to get emotional, but that was a great day mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I can get very emotional very easily just thinking about time spent with Dad. What were qualities that you admired about your dad?
He was honest.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was honest to a fault. He was authentic. Dad put on no airs for anybody. What you saw, that's what you got. He didn't pretend to be somebody that he's not. Dad was inquisitive. He was always learning. And Dad was loyal. Dad loved his family, loved them, and he loved Mom dearly.
Yeah.
Those are some of the qualities I would say about my dad.
I'm speaking with Brian Sanders, author of the book Be Like Dad, which we're giving away next week in advance of Father's Day. It's a good resource for personal growth if you want to learn some life lessons from Brian's dad. It's a very practical book I found. Going through it. I haven't read the whole book, but I've read part of it. Very easy to read and understand. Brian, what kind of feedback have you received from your readers so far?
There's one piece that's very shocking. I've had multiple people who have read the book. They said, I didn't have a good childhood growing up. Mm. My dad wasn't kind growing up. And this was very emotional for me. They said, can we adopt your dad as our dad? And I was blown away by that. And that's happened time and time and time and time again now. And I'm just like, yes. But then I also think about here God is using Dad's life, and Dad's gone. Dad's with Jesus. And God is using Dad's life in ways I never would have imagined.
Well, it's a great way to honor your dad, a memoir that will, you know, last for a long time because it's written down for people to read. If someone wants to learn about your book, where can they go?
They can go to BrianSandersAuthor.com. They can pick up a copy there, or you can head over to Amazon. Just look up Be Like Dad.
All right. One final question. In what way do you most want to be like your dad?
Oh, I want to be real. I want to love my wife well. And those are two ways I want to be like him, because Dad was the real deal. He loved Mom well till the very end.
Yeah. Brian Sanders, author of the book Be Like Dad. We're giving it away next week leading up to Father's Day. Brian, thank you for taking time to give us a little preview today. It was a delight to talk with you.
It was a delight to talk to you.